because we die. If our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, we've accepted Christ. Nicodemus said, you must be born again. Mm-hmm. And if you ignore that and say, hey, you're going to hear him say that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't tell me that he's going to have to go to Kennedy. He had to go and be over there at a certain time. And he's just as nice. You could have made him mad, of course. He's just as nice as he could be. And she just sat there and kind of grinned, never said a word. We just, me and him had it. And I said, well, they tell me you won't shoot the flag. And that you won't fight for your country in the service. He said, no, sir, we won't. And he said, we don't salute anybody except the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We won't shoot that. I said, well, somebody's got to do some fighting for you. He said, the Lord's going to fight for us.
Jehovah.
I said, well, just turn and go with me over to the 32nd chapter of the book of Numbers, and we'll see about that over there. And I said, now over there, there's a fixing to go. Joshua is going to lead them across the Jordan River into the Promised Land, the land that flows of milk and honey. But they've been camped here, and the grasses are growing thick, plenty of grass there, and they had lots of cattle. And two tribes said to Joshua, just let us stay here, and the cattle eat the grass. And Joshua said, and I don't want to fight for you, brother. There's fighting to do over there in Joshua. No, there's going to be fighting to do over there in Atlanta, Canaan. Them enemies had to be destroyed. And they didn't want to do no fighting. And that's what you fellas don't want to do. You don't want to do no fighting. Just let the other fellas. You enjoy all the blessings, your good homes, and you worship according to God, according to the dictation of your conscience. I said, you've got a right to that under the Constitution. But
you really had him picked somebody who knew more than he did, I'm afraid, when he picked you.
He won't ever be back when you left. I knew he'd never come back. And I don't think he'll send any of his that knows anything.
Don't go to that house.
I told him as he went out, I said, I'm sorry for you. And I am. I'm honestly sorry for him. He's a nice young man. He's just as kind as he could be. He don't raise his voice at all. And she just sat there. And I am. Actually, if they don't make a change from what he started, that where he started, and he's pretty well posting that Bible now. He's studying that Bible all right now. But if he's going right on, he's going to carry gangs with him, that's it. So he won't be back. I knew he never coming back.
They don't have a church house. And every place.
It's
not the church
house. No, they don't.
Well, I want to ask you, what other churches do they have here?
We've got about most of the churches that we have anywhere except the Catholic Church. We've got no Catholic Church here. We've got the Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
Two kind of them.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Convention Church. That's what the First Baptist here up here is. And then we've got what's known as a Landmark. They're Missionary Baptist, mm-hmm. but it's a Landmark.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the Methodist up here that you went along by there on your left. And then we've got the Church of God.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the Assembly of God, that's a kind of a Pentecost church.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got a Pentecost church here. And we've got two churches of Christ here. They're different, they split over something or other. I don't know, one set pulled off from the other. And we've got the Christian church here. And then...
Presbyterian.
Huh? We got a Presbyterian. That's the one you turned right here. That's a Presbyterian mm-hmm. church right there. And we've got another Baptist church in here that I...